Peace FM. Channel 305 on Go TV.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're now only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Saliroku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Lusaka City Council seizes illicit alcohol and uncovers and concealed tactics in CBD crackdown. SARW laments persistent energy injustice, alleging half of Zambians remain without electricity despite vast mineral wealth. And in global news, dozens of aid trucks enter Gaza as Sturmer prepares to join Trump at Egypt ceasefire summit. Good afternoon, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. The Lusaka City Council and the Zambia Police yesterday swung into action and confiscated illicit alcoholic substances, including kachasu, tujiri-jiri and other unregulated brews during an enforcement operation in Lusaka Central Business District CBD. The joint operation conducted yesterday targeted locations such as Lima Tower and Stanley Bar along Freedom Way, where officers also uncovered attempts by vendors to conceal illegal alcohol in Mojo branded bottles to evade detection and mislead enforcement officers. Lusaka City Council Assistant Public Relations Manager Bulumba Nyambe says that the seized brews were linked to unsafe and unregulated manufacturing practices, posing serious risks to public health. Mr. Nyambe explains that the operation is part of the council's intensified efforts to curb the illegal production, sale and public consumption of alcohol within the city. He adds that the local authority will continue to take firm action against individuals and establishments found distributing illicit alcohol as part of efforts to protect residents and restore order in Lusaka CBD.
The Lusaka City Council, in collaboration with Zambia Police Service, has intensified enforcement of public health regulations in the Central Business District CBD during a joint operation that we conducted yesterday. Our officers seized illicit alcohol, including kachasu and tujirijiri, from locations such as Kulima Tower and Stanley Bar along the Freedom Way, where we discovered that some of the vendors were actually, found to be using tactics like concealing alcohol in branded mojo bottles to evade detection. And this was in an effort to, make our officers think that what they were selling is actually mojo energy drinks, when in fact they were selling illegal alcohol.
Southern Africa Resource Watch Executive Director Dr. Claude Kabemba says it is difficult to speak of justice when over 8.5 million people in Zambia, representing almost half the population, have no access to electricity, to light homes, run schools, operate clinics or charge phones. Dr. Kabemba says this is despite Zambia's vast renewable energy potential in sunshine, wind and rivers, and that while the country is richly endowed with copper, cobalt, gold, nickel and other minerals, these resources have not translated into jobs or improved livelihoods for ordinary citizens. He has further lamented the impact of mining on communities, citing manganese-related diseases in Serengeti, crop contamination in Solwezi and acid pollution in the Kafue River, which he said has poisoned fish and destroyed livelihoods. He was speaking during the 2025 Climate and Environment Justice Rally held at Woodland Stadium in Lusaka under the theme, "Justice Has No Borders, United for a Greener Tomorrow, supported by the European Union, various local and international organizations, as well as the Ministry of Green Economy and Environment and the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development.
Now, the Paris Agreement is saying we need to move from using that fossil fuel to use renewable energy. Renewable energy technology is produced using the minerals that I've just told, the minerals that Zambia has in abundance: copper, cobalt, lithium, manganese. So Zambia is an important country to find solutions to climate change.
Meanwhile, Center for Environment Justice Executive Director Maggie Mwape has called for urgent united action against environmental injustice and has urged companies to align profit with responsibility. Dola District Commissioner Precious Njekwa says challenges farmers faced in selling their maize to the Food Reserve Agency FRA have been resolved. Between July and September, the maize purchasing process was disrupted by a shortage of maize sieves and limited staffing at satellite depots, while there were also reports of some FRA officers allegedly demanding 1,000 kwacha from farmers in exchange for faster service. However, Ms. Njekwa has confirmed that the issues have since been addressed, adding that as of last week, many farmers had already received their payments, while the remaining are expected to be paid within the next 2 weeks. She has further disclosed that the distribution of farming inputs for the 2025-2026 farming season is already underway, with farmers in the district beginning to receive their allocations.
Most of the farmers have sold the maize, so we are only remaining with a few farmers who came a bit late, but I'm told that October they may close unless if there will be any adjustment in terms of buying maize from the farmers.
The Medicines Research and Access Platform, MedRap, has called for urgent action to address barriers limiting girls' access to sexual and reproductive health and rights services in Zambia. In a statement, MedRap Executive Director Lioka Lioka says that the country continues to fall short in ensuring that adolescent girls access quality health care, education and protection from early marriages and gender-based violence. Ms. Lioka has cited findings from a recent study conducted by MedRap in partnership with the Center for Reproductive Rights, which revealed that limited access to youth-friendly health services, inadequate water sanitation and hygiene facilities, and restrictive cultural beliefs are among the major factors hindering progress. According to the study, progressive policies, weak enforcement of existing laws, and the withdrawal of international funding have worsened access to sexual and reproductive health services, especially in rural areas. Mr. Lioka has since called on the government to reform restrictive policies, restore comprehensive sexuality education in schools, and increase investment in health facilities to reduce dependence on donor funding. He adds that Zambian girls and women deserve clear laws, quality education and reliable health services, urging the government to act swiftly to protect the health and future of the country's young people. Vice President Mutale Nalumango says the UPND government remains committed to ensuring rural areas benefit from social and economic development through improved access to essential services. Speaking yesterday when she commissioned a 7 million kwacha rural electrification authority RIA project in Chifu Ishima's chiefdom of Northwestern Province, which had stalled for years, Mrs. Nalumango said the decentralization of development across the country is at the heart of her government's agenda. She says that the government is focused on completing projects for citizens' benefit rather than political gain, but has urged citizens and investors to diversify energy sources by exploring solar, thermal, wind and biogas options to protect the ecosystem and enhance energy security.
power, electricity is so critically important for any meaning.